Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Moed Katan, Perik Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Chazal tell us that it is usher to take a haircut or to wash clothes during Chol HaMoed. How could this be? Don't Chazal want us to look nice and fresh on Yom Tov? And the answer is yes. That's why they wanted to make sure we do it before Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah for every person to take a haircut and to wash his clothes before Yom Tov, else the covet of Yom Tov. Chazal were concerned that maybe people are going to push off their haircuts or washing their clothes to Chol HaMoed. Oh, that's when I have time. That's a good time to take a haircut, to wash my clothes. And as a result, they're going to come into Yom Tov when they don't look nice and they don't have fresh clothes. Now, even someone who did take a haircut or wash his clothes before Yom Tov cannot do it again on Yom Tov, because not everyone knows that you did it before Yom Tov, and they're going to be chayshish that he's doing so, the Isser. Are there any exceptions? Is there anyone that may take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Sakta Mishnah, yes. Once again, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The Elu Megalchin B'Moyed, the following people, are permitted to take haircuts during Chol HaMoed. Haba Medina Sayam, if somebody was in a Medina that's on the other side of the Yam, or any other far place, and he was only able to return home during Chol HaMoed, or for that matter, he was only able to get home right before Yom Tov, there was no time to take a haircut or wash his clothes. Umi Beis Hashivya, or let's say he was a prisoner, and he was released on Chol HaMoed, v'hayotzei mibeisu asurin, or someone that was locked in a beisu asurin, in a jail. Shivya means he was a prisoner amongst foreign nations. Mibeisu asurin means even biyad Yisrael. What's the difference? Well, if he was in a jail, biyad Yisrael, l'chayri, he could have gone to the jailer and say, can I please take a haircut, l'tzarech Yom Tov? And maybe he would have let him, or probably he would have let him. So maybe for him it's not an excuse, why didn't you do it before? And the answer is, even though they would have let him take a haircut, but he was so bizarre for being in jail, Rahman al-Islam, that he wasn't in the mood of taking a haircut. He didn't have the simcha sachayim to be able to do it. So that's also called an oinus. Weiter says the Mishnah, v'haminuda, someone, the Chazal were geyser on him to be in cherim. He's not allowed to take a haircut. Shehtiru lechachamim, the chachamim were matir, his cherim, during Chol HaMoed. V'chemi shenisha lechachamim behutir. This is talking about a person who made a neder not to take haircuts. He went to a chacham during Chol HaMoed, and the chacham found a pesach. That means the chacham said, oh, had you known this and this, you would have never made the neder. And the chacham was matir his neder. That's what it means. V'chein mishenisha l'chacham, someone asked the chacham, can you be matir my neder? V'huter and taka, the chacham was able to be matir his neder. So in all these cases, they were anusim. It wasn't their fault that they didn't take a haircut before Chol HaMoed. And everyone knows it wasn't their fault. These are things that are mefursim. You can't hide it. Vaitra zakta mishnah v'hanazir. Suppose we have a nazir. Now at the end of the days of nazirus, then he's mechuyev to shave his hair and to bring karbanis. But what happens if the nazirus is over during Chol HaMoed? V'hametzayda oyla mitumasi l'taharasai. We're talking about a metzayda that was healed from his tzaras. He also has to shave all of his hair after the 7 days and bring his karbanis on the next day. Some have a girsa, v'ha oyla mitumasi l'taharasai. That this is not connected to metzayda. It's a separate inyan. A person who was tameh, and he was mashlim his days of tahara during Chol HaMoed, like someone who was tamei meis. Now, in all these cases we're talking about, where lemaisa they didn't have time to do it before Yom Tov, with exception to the nazir and the metzayda. When it comes to the nazir and the metzayda, even if they could have done it beforehand, it all depends when the nazirus was over and when the process began with the tahara of the metzayda. But even if they technically could have done it beforehand, we're still going to let them do it on Chol HaMoed. You know why? Because they have to bring karbanis. And they can't bring karbanis till after the giluach. And we don't want them to push off their karbanis. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned that you're not allowed to take a haircut or wash your clothes on Chol HaMoed, not because Chazal don't want us to look nice on Yom Tov, just the opposite. We wanted to make sure we don't push it off for Chol HaMoed, and that we take our haircuts and wash our clothes before Yom Tov. But if the person was an oines, he arrived in Medina Sayam, he was a captive and they let him go, or he was in a jail, even in a Yiddish jail, we said, where he could have taken a haircut, but it just, because it's tzar, he couldn't. Or a person that was in cherim, he couldn't take a haircut, and Chazal were matir the cherim. Or a person that had a neder, he had made a neder not to take a haircut, but he found a chacham to be matir the neder in Chol HaMoed, as well as a nazir and a metzayra, that are up to the point in their process where they finish their naziris or tzaras, during Chalul Moed. That's when they have to take a haircut. And according to some, there's another case of Ha'ole Mutumasi L'Taharasai. In either case, if you couldn't do it before, you can do it during Chol HaMoed. We said that an exception would be the Nazir and the Mitzrayim, even if they could have done it before, we still let them do it on Chol HaMoed, because we don't want them to push off their Karbanais, and they can't bring their Karbanais until they shave their hair.